Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this, we welcome you to the Build Your Success Podcast. Here at the Build Your Success Podcast, we like to build you so you can build others. We do that through our coaching, training, and speaking events, but we also do that through guests we bring to this podcast. I'm very excited today to have Ananth Prasad on the podcast. Ananth is the president of the FTBA, which is the Future Transportation Builders Association. And he's got a great background in transportation engineering and construction, and I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that. But welcome to the podcast, Ananth.
Good to be with you, Brian.
That's great. So if you will, just share with our listeners a little bit about your background and your resume, if you will, bio.
Wow, a good deal. So I appreciate you talking about Future Transportation Builders. Well, we're actually Florida Transportation Builders, but we like to call ourselves futurists, I guess. But anyway, I'm the president, as you said, of Florida Transportation Builders Association. We have about 500 members. And basically, I call it the ethos of everything infrastructure horizontal. We're not into vertical building construction, even though some of my members do building construction, but basically if it's a road, bridge, rail, airport runway, everything horizontal, asphalt, concrete, FTBA members do that. I would say 95% of public infrastructure work in the state of Florida is built by FTBA members. So we have all the, you know, we have few other contractors who are not part of the group. We're always working on showing them the value of being part of an association, but generally speaking, we have everybody from equipment dealers to concrete suppliers to aggregate suppliers to lawyers to surety bond people. So everybody involved in the space, you know, directly or indirectly are part of this association. I've been the president here 5 years now. Took the reins from a legend in Florida industry, a guy named Bob Burleson. He ran the association for 30 years. My career, I grew up in the Department of Transportation, was there 22 years, started an entry-level engineer in Lake City, Florida, and had the privilege of working my way up, and was very, very blessed when Governor Scott, then Governor Rick Scott, now he's the Senator Rick Scott, chose me as to be the DOT secretary. So I was his secretary for the first 4 years of his term. So, you know, again, I used to tell him that I'm the American dream. You know, we came in here as an immigrant legally, you know, we came here as an immigrant, you know, worked at DOT, worked hard and you know, people saw the skills and hard work in me and was good awarded and had the opportunity to lead the organization, which I started as an entry-level engineer back in 1991. So, and then I had a couple of stints with the national infrastructure firm, HNTB Corporation. They do a lot of work in around the country, about, I think, 60 offices. I was their national transportation practice leader. So, well-versed in transportation, but Florida is home. When we landed or got off the boat or landed on the plane, right? We immigrated to Miami and I came here to pursue higher education. So my dad and my mom, only child, we moved up here. My dad's a civil engineer. So I grew up watching bridges being built all my life. So it was, this apple didn't fall too far from the tree, as they say. So
thank you for that. And not that, what a great experience and background to lead this organization, lead today. I apologize for that slip up. I'm involved with the Future Builders of America. So that was my little slip there. But yes, it is the Florida Transportation Builders Association. And so we're going to talk about how you lead that organization and some things you do to have some great collaborations across the organization and the association. But before we do that, I want to ask you the signature question we ask all of our guests on the podcast. What does leadership and being a leader mean to Ananth Prasad?
Well, you should have asked me that before we started the podcast there, Brian. But, you know, leading is that sometimes you got to be a servant leader. Sometimes you got to be the leader. And leadership is about, are we doing things right? I used to always tell people the difference between leadership and management. Management is about, are we doing things? Are we doing things right? Leadership is about how are we doing the right things? Big difference, right? Leadership should be more forward focusing. Management is more, you know, current day and status quo kind of focus, right? But you always want to be a leader that you're willing to take input, you're willing to kind of change your position. Changing positions are not bad based on new facts, right? You know, sometimes people would call that flip-floppy or wishy-washy in the politics world, but as you advance in your career, as you meet people, as you get different data points, the true leader is his ability to refine their position. Yeah, as I mentioned to you, I had the opportunity to lead a great organization, Florida DOT. We had about 6,500 employees. It starts from the top. People look to you and how you lead it, right? You set the example. You can't ask people to be something they're not, but you can't ask people to do something or be something that you're not either. Right. So if you want people to communicate, then you got to be a better communicator. If you want people to be collaborative, then you have to be collaborative. So I think that's first and foremost is leadership is by example, leading by example. So you got to set the example. So when other people see it, they get it. It's just not talk. They see it that you're preaching it, you're walking it, you're talking it. That's leading by example. And that's what I would call true leadership to me.
Well, thank you, Ananth. I hear that example, and I know you've set an example throughout your career. I've heard a lot of people speak highly of you at the DOT and in my work with them. So thank you for that answer. We like to have that uncanned answer. So we love to just get that spur of the moment, what you really think about leadership. So thanks for that. But I did invite you to the podcast, Dave, because I was invited to do a breakout session. I did my culture over compliance breakout session for the group at the FTBA conference. And I was amazed when I saw 1,900 people in the room, this great engaged group of members of the association, and that's under your leadership. So I want to talk about we'll first talk about your organization, but then we'll kind of broaden it out for our listeners about any association organization, how to make the better collaborations and make these groups, where they're really value oriented. So tell us a little bit. You mentioned about your members when you did your intro and bio, but what is the goal and the ambition of the association itself?
Well, I guess from a 50,000 feet, our goal of the association is that we advocate for good infrastructure investments, right? Florida is a growing state. We're about 300 people a day net moving to our state, right? So Governor DeSantis has done an awesome job. And prior to that, Governor Scott, who's my boss, I think we've been blessed with great leadership at the state level of being supportive of what Florida stands for, right? We want to protect our environment. We want to protect our quality of life. We also want to invest in infrastructure. So as an association, our first and foremost is we're working with the governor and the legislature and advocating to make sure that we're putting appropriate investments in infrastructure, right? It's not that, a lot of people say, obviously you will say that because you represent a bunch of guys who are going to benefit from building roads and bridges. But setting that aside, I'm also a guy who uses a road. I put, 30,000 miles on my car last year. So I'm direct user of the facility and I know where the choke points are and how people get frustrated, as I would get frustrated. Five mile commute would take you 45 minutes to go. And so that's from a big standpoint.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict, reduce employee turnover, and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
Second standpoint is we want to make sure we are a good partner with the department. We're a good partner with the state. We call it that we can't be You know, their success depends on our success, and our success depends on their success, right? If contractors are not profitable, delivering good quality work, doing all the things they need to do, the department is not going to be successful, and vice versa. If we're not doing the things that we need to do to make the department look good, then the department is not going to be successful. So I think, you know, I'm sort of like the middle reliever of a baseball game, so to speak. If you think about a baseball game analogy, you know, the people before me, both at the department and obviously at the association, believe in the word collaboration. That doesn't mean we're going to agree all the time, but you know what? We're always going to talk. We're always going to talk about it. We're going to respect each other's position, and we're always going to try to figure out what is the right thing to do for the state. You know, if you figure that out and say if it's the right thing to do for a customer's taxpayer, generally it'll all work itself out, because taxpayers also expect businesses to succeed, businesses to hire people, have growth for their employees like the state does, right? So ultimately it is not a us versus them. I think in some states or some associations or some sectors, it gets to that. It is not, and I can tell you, it's been the track record for over multiple decades that it is us. It's not us versus them. We're collectively. So collaboration. And I love your talk about culture over compliance, because if you get culture right, you'll succeed for long run. Compliance becomes just checking the box, following the process, right? So the other one, you know, I think somebody had mentioned this, is that be transformational rather than transactional, right? So if you're just transactionally focused, then yeah, you may have short-term wins, but long-term, not so good. If you're transformational culture, you bring that culture of collaboration, at the end of the day, you're gonna be much further along than where you would be if it's a compliance kind of process, right? So.
Anatha, I love that explanation of what your organization association is doing. And I was in the room when the frustrations about the bottlenecking, you know, as you said, these are not only contractors that can do the work, they're contractors that live in the state and they're frustrated by the same frustrations that those on sit beside you on the parking lot on I-4 or I-75 are experiencing. So it's really good to understand that we have some solutions for that. And I heard that in the room. It was amazing. And I just love the act of collaboration. You mentioned how you're a partner with the association and the user, if you will. So that we'll talk about, you know, kind of generically associations and users and how that they come together. It's not us versus them. You said that. I actually did some training for a union organization here a while back, and they were talking about bargaining. And I was like, you know, don't go so hard in with your bargaining, because you need that other person at the table to be have someone to bargain with. And so that's I love that you brought up. It's not about us versus them. It's about collaboration and the good for all. So that's amazing. So let's also talk about with an association, you have these events and yours is a large event, multiple exhibitors, a lot of attendees, a lot of moving parts. How do you recruit a team that sets off a great event for an association?
Well, you'll be amazing. So, you know, obviously you were there. I appreciate you speaking at the event. We do an annual construction conference typically held in Orlando in the month of February. This year we had record attendance at close to 2,000 people. You know, sometimes we're at 1,500, 1,600, but that's a sign of times, right? Economy is doing well. A lot of work in Florida, a lot of infrastructure work. So good times, you know, people are there. But you could see that, you know, is that there's a bunch of contractors there, suppliers there, department folks there, owners, and obviously consultants. Department rely on a lot of consultants to deliver because of, you know, their staff. So it's collaboration, and I'm very proudful of a team that we have. We, you know, you may be surprised, it's just me and three others at FTBA, and so, you know, we're a very high functioning team. It's a team, right? It's just like, you know, like I mentioned to you, you know, I love football, so I typically give you know, football analogies when I was at DOT, and people got sick and tired of hearing that, but you know, you want to make sure you have a quarterback who's, you know, who can run your offense, right? You know, if you're a pass happy offense, you don't want to have a quarterback who's wishbone offense quarterback, right? So the same thing with the team players. So you got to have team players who who kind of understand kind of what you're trying to do. And then they're self-starters, right? And they're going. And I think we have three other folks here who do an amazing job. They understand what we're trying to achieve. They're self-starters. And they're always trying to be innovative, right? And that's the other thing is like, you know, we've got to give people for them reason to come back to conferences. You know, there's so many conferences out there. Everybody charges. Obviously, networking is a big part of a lot of this conversation, but you know, there's many opportunities for networking. So I always believe whether I tell people when they come join our association that if you don't see value in being part of this association, then you shouldn't be a member, right? And the fault in that case doesn't reside with the person who's not renewing his membership. The fault resides with me and my team, right? Because we're not bringing value to you. Same thing with a conference. When you do a conference, we've been striving to kind of bring different things. If you look at the exhibit hall from 5 years ago to where it is today, it's really top class the way we do it, right? The whole in the content, obviously trying to bring good keynote speakers, but also good content. You know, asphalt's still black and sticky, concrete's still white and gray. You know, we can talk about this and, you know, and I've been, you know, my career, I've been to, you know, this is what, my 32nd year, you know, my career, and been to probably 30 different conferences, right? And sometimes it's the same old, right? So we're trying to kind of bring new things in it, new technology. So again, it goes back to team, right? Having a high performing team can't have a weak link, right? And we have a team, four of us, you know, we rely on department folks and that they call, even though we don't call it a co-hosted conference, but it is co-hosted and the department folks engage in the, because ultimately it's a continuing education also for not only department folks, contractors, consultants. So teamwork, right? It goes without making sure you have the right team. I think we have one of the best teams here.
That is great enough. And I saw those volunteers just leaning in and making it a great event. Yes. And that was wonderful. So let's just flip the script here now. And let's talk about, as a participant of an event like yours, how can someone that's attending an event like that, can they get the most, get the gusto from attending an event for their association?
Well, you know, multitude way. Obviously, if you're in this space, that's the event to be, right? Obviously, you will meet the wide range of people. And it's just not just the project manager, project engineer, you have company executives there. So it's a opportunity. So if you're looking to, you know, if you're looking to team or you're looking to be a subcontractor, you know, relationships at the end of the day, sure, in a low bid environment, low bid wins, but a lot of times the relationships are the first sort of gate that you got to get through, right? I think that's the big part, is that you want to be there. Again, if you're interested in presenting something, I think we're open to that. What we tell people is don't come and tell me that you got a great new toy and you want to present about it. Talk about a knowledge session, right? What is some of the thought piece, right? What are some of the things that are happening nationally? Present that. And I think we're trying to do that. You know, you saw a great presentation on robotics and how, companies using robots to tie wires for steel on the concrete deck, you know, and that project really, that company got started in Florida. And thanks to, again, the partnership and collaboration between industry and the department, is the department allowed to make some changes in their contract documents. And now look where they're flourishing, right? And we need all those technologies. You know, we still need labor, right? We have a huge labor shortage in this country. And so we've got to look for ways we can use automation to bridge the gap, because until we fix our labor issue, we're gonna continue to struggle with that. But I think ultimately we want to make it as just not a networking event, right? Obviously, networking is huge, and you can see the people hanging around the exhibit, people presenting new products they have, new services they have. But we also want to have them go back and that they learn. My, you know, when I go to conferences, I measure the value of conferences is what did I you know, what did I take notes from that conference? I'm not a big note taker, right? Some people love take notes and multiple pages of notes, and I'm not a multiple page note. But if I go to a conference, a 2-3 day conference, and if I can't come back with 10 different things I've heard that maybe I need to, or 4 different things that I've heard that we need to do something about it, then it's just another blah, blah conference, right? You know, so that's my measure, is the people leaving, are they learning something from it? And if they're learning something from it that we're achieving, obviously networking is a big, big kind of opportunity, but we can do networking events without learning, right? You can achieve that. So we want to make sure it's a combination of learning and networking event.
Well, thank you for that, Anoth. And when I hear you talk about that, I hear about solution-based, you know, not the next toy, but the next solution, right? And what's good for the industry, and then learning and being educated by others, a collaboration. That's the whole point of this association, when we have these industry associations, and we can learn and glean from each other and make the industry better because of our events and because of our association. So we're at that point that we've recorded some time here. We got some great content. What I want to do, I have a lot of contractors that listen to my podcast, and maybe you're not already in the transportation industry, but I can tell you there's a lot of opportunity there. If you're already doing construction work, you may want to check out the Florida Transportation Builders Association and consider becoming a member. So we'll have that in the show notes where you can find out more about, and maybe, Anoth, if you could say the website for us verbally, and then we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Just simple as www.ftba.com. Simple. Florida Transportation Builders Association. And the other thing, and I think, Brian, you mentioned it about our association, it's a very tight knit. Most of these guys are competitors on projects, right? They're competing on projects and cutthroat competition, but they all believe in association. So united, we are strong as an association. 1933 is when we were formed. So, our centennial should be coming up, in about 10 years, but it's just that, I think while there's cutthroat competition on a project when they're bidding, but there's cutthroat collaboration when they're together and trying to do the right thing for the industry, do the right thing for the association, and most do the right thing for a state. Vast majority of them are native Floridians, or they moved to our great state because this is where we want to be. So besides the selfish interest of building roads and bridges, we're also invested in making sure our state continues to grow.
Thank you for that, Anoth. I love that cutthroat collaboration. We may have coined that phrase today. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to this podcast. Do me a favor, share this podcast with your friends or family. I'm sure they can learn about collaboration and associations and how to make the best of those and getting the value from them. Thanks for listening to the podcast. They go to wherever you're listening to this podcast. Give us an honest rating and review, and just subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening today. Remember to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.